There you go.
That's one butt shy of a full load.
Okay, Chairman Brad Holmes, I'll call the meeting to order. We are meeting as the Board of Commissioners on the ambulance district. And so we have a call to order. Present is going to be Commissioner Brooks and myself. Absent today will be Commissioner Van Beek. So I'll call the meeting to order. I've stated the roll call. Report from the secretary, have we posted the agenda and the postings and any amended agenda noticing postings?
Yes.
We have, perfect. All right. I'd make a motion to receive the secretary's agenda notice posting report and set agenda.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. All right, there's no need for any amendments to the agenda today. So being that there's none, let's move on to new business. So first item, new business is ambulance district fiscal year 2026 preliminary budget workshop.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, I think this is the second year that Commissioner Van Beek has not been here for our first.
Don't take it personal. This is, she's got a really good excuse today, unfortunately.
Family, a medical emergency, so.
We're just used to having here budget time for sure, but anyway, so yeah, so this is our first meeting. We actually had to cancel our last meeting. It just time-wise, it didn't quite work out. So this is our first budget presentation. It is going to be a much condensed version compared to our second upcoming and possibly third one for this year. Part of the reason is as the county's doing, and I know Director Danner this Friday is presenting a new comp plan, we're working on the same thing. And so since we do not have our new comp plan in place, a bunch of this A budget, we just didn't even touch it for now because it's going to be completely part of that new comp plan. So
right.
Much shorter. So. And also to start off with the ambulance fees, the collections and write-offs, for now, we just left that as flat. So that that will change by our next meeting. We'd like one more month of data to get a good average. When we do come back for the next one, those numbers will look different. We'll have a different fee and what we show as revenue there. So, but jumping into the revenue or the income, that first line, and I tried to highlight any of the lines that maybe had a bigger jump just so it'd be easier for you to follow. So that first one, the reason it changed, that was the that foregone that we had taken several years ago for Medic 5-1 to work on that. But what came out of that was that those funds for that ambulance that got wrecked. And so because it took a long time to get that ambulance, now that those funds have come out of that cash carryover. So that's why that went down the $208,000.
Okay.
The net sale of equipment, that went down $56,000 because we should not have a bunch of ambulances to sell in the fiscal 2026. We're hoping to have those all sold in this fiscal year. We just got them, the names and stuff off of them. So I don't think we're too far off from getting them posted and having Director Tallman help us work through that.
Okay.
ARPA, we should be able to have all that spent before the fiscal 26 hits. Our last two ambulances will be here in July, and then it'll just be figuring out what little extra things that need to be done to those, and we should definitely be able to spend that for fiscal 26. Property tax income, this is the big one, and this is the direct result of the levy that was passed. It will show the 3% increase and then plus the $7.9 million that will come in fiscal 2026 will be added to that that item. So that's why that went up significantly compared to any time in the past, honestly. So we are super thankful. And, you know, we get calls. I got a call yesterday from a lady, and I know Alyssa does in the billing department, that even paying their bill are thankful that it passed. Like, we get feedback on a regular basis like, hey, so glad you guys got that passed. We really wanted it to happen. Even people that are paying their bill, people knew it was needed. So that's just good to actually get that kind of feedback from the public. Since then, we're super, super thankful for that.
Yeah.
The TVMSS training captain income, that went down because we don't have that training captain anymore. So they're not doing training for the other agencies that would be paying us. And same with that next one down, TACMED training. We had planned on doing some training this year. And we've lost a couple of the guys that were on there. We just don't have the bandwidth to do the TACMED training that we had planned on with the law enforcement. We still do training, just not to the level we were budgeting to do.
Okay.
And then for the A budget, I will at least say, when we ran the levy override, one of the things that we mentioned is that we wanted to hire 7 new paramedic EMTs. So that will be an ask that we will have when we come back. And then we would also like to add a biller or a patient financial services associate in Alyssa's department. When she promoted 7 years ago, we did not replace her position. And then when Leanne came over from billing, we did not replace Leanne either. So we've been short 2 people since then, and we'd like to replace one of them. So that will be an ask when we come back, and we'll line that out in the A budget when we do come back. Any questions on the first page? Like I said, A budget will definitely change with the comp plan.
So I'm concerned about long-term commitments with short-term funding, and 2 years is short-term. So what is our plan for hiring those people with this new money that's only going to be for 2 years?
Well, Mr. Chair, that's a great question. And we, when we presented, I don't remember if it's the end of 23 or the beginning of 24, and we had that 10-year capital improvement plan, we broke down the regular capital stations and ambulance and such, and we also put on there the staff capital. That levy override, that's why we were asking for that. That's not going to just get us through 2 years. That's going to go beyond the 2 years, and I'll be able to show you on that to plan again. This is not just to get us through 2 years of staffing. So we were very well aware of that, and that's why we asked for enough. The permanent would have been great because it would have been forever, but even the temporary, that 7.9 2 years in a row, gets us several years with staffing. So, yep. So in the middle of the second page, building construction. So this is a big one. This is also levy related. When we were going out to the public and just presenting all this, we were presenting to build a station in Caldwell, which we have not done for 23 years, I believe. We budget around $2.5 million. That is not a hard number. I am meeting with Director Britton next week to just talk about a couple things station-wise. I did go look at Star's new fire station to see its size, what Chief Tominski paid for it there. So it was a good number to just kind of look at and see what he did there. like I said, that's a rough number, the $2.5 million. We also have Medic 5-1, which is a station that the board toured here in Caldwell, I think it was last year. We have the foregone that needs to go to that station. I'm hoping Director Britton can kind of walk through there and say, hey, here's what we could do to spend that money and add a little bit of money to it and what we could do to that station. And then Medic 4-1 is the station, St. Al's South, down there by the rec center that's getting torn down. We did come up with a preliminary number, what they would need from the ambulance district to partner up with them. And that would be about $850,000 up front to work with them on Medic 4-1. So those are the 3 big things in that one number there, the $3.3 million. So then vehicle purchase, capital outlay, we are going to budget to buy another ambulance. We're hoping that we might just be able to remount one because it can be significantly less expensive to remount one. Braun Northwest is working on a bid right now to just see if we'd be better off just buying a whole new one or remounting it. So we'll have that number before the next meeting. And then also to replace 2 of the pickups that are 10 and 12 years old that we currently have. So that's what makes that up. Dispatch fees, I don't know if I've ever seen this. They actually went down this year by $15,000, and that's awesome. We'll take it. Mm. It goes up by a little bit, but they gave us the numbers, and that's what we plugged in. Canyon County HR resources. So this is something I met with Director Danner and talked about. We would like to have HR in our administration building 3 days a week. One, to take the HR load off of what Leanne does, and then 2, just to have that presence so the staff can meet with HR on a regular basis. And so when I met with Director Danner last week, we came up with a number, just a rough number of what it would take. That way it'd still be a county employee, she could supervise them, and we would pay for our portion. So that we will benefit from that greatly. So it would be 3 days a week.
Okay.
That's what that number is. And so the last page, the top, like everyone else that has insurance, iCrimp went up by 23,000, so we kind of knew that was coming, didn't know the number, but that's what it turned out to be. And then the other one, facilities repair and maintenance. Now that we do have that, the levy dollars, some of the things we put in there when we were coming up with the capital improvement plan, it's just our stations are in definite need of some upgrades, some slight remodels. And that's one of the things I'm gonna meet with Director Britton about. Put some money in there just so by the time we come back, we'll have a better number. But we definitely need to do some work that we haven't done for.
Did you come up with that number or did Rick?
I did. Yeah, I just wanted to, I just kind of guessed, but I didn't realize Rick would be out this week when I called him last week. So we're gonna go have lunch and probably just go look at the stations in Perth. He just is way better at.
Sure, absolutely.
10,000 probably there and 15 there. And then we'll have to just decide what can we do this year and what do we do next year moving forward. But we're, a couple of the stations are in dire need of some,
okay,
some changes. So those are the big ones. There's obviously a few smaller ups and downs, but just wanted to highlight the big ones. I think, so yeah, the 8 new positions. I think that was it that I know it's kind of quick compared to normal, but next one will be much more in detail. And I did meet with Director Dander last week.
Okay.
I'm meeting with her this week, and then the next 3 weeks in a row, we have a 1-hour meeting to go over the comp plan. We've kind of chunked it into sections that we can go over. So we kind of needed to wait till the county was done because that's a big lift for the county now that she's kind of got that. Super helpful. She knows she can get that figured out just between what ADA does, what the county does, what some other comp plans I have that I can show her and we'll come up with something. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Chief, would you be amenable to the idea on vehicle repair and maintenance? I'm kind of concerned about these new ambulances and their very expensive emissions components that if those were to go down, that maybe we could increase that by $60,000 or $70,000 to have something in the pot in case those go down.
I know what you're talking about. Exactly. We can definitely fit that in the budget.
Okay.
We've had to do a couple of those in the past.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that as new as they are, to already see them logging and okay, just, yeah.
It's a design failure that's,
yes,
meeting an arbitrary target that's not realistic.
Yep, I would agree. So, but yes, we can definitely put that in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's all we have today. It's just going to be short just because of the changes that still need to come and updates. So,
on the billing software, is that just an annual service fee?
Yep. Just the software.
Have you tried to work through IT on their negotiating skills on service contracts for software?
We will have that ability now as we're moving over to IT. Yeah.
Yeah, I would strongly suggest to do that. Since they do so many, they,
mm-hmm,
they're getting rather good at it.
Yes. Yep. I've heard.
Okay.
Some. Yeah.
What say you?
Everything else looks pretty good to me, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think we're at a good spot for where we're at, mm-hmm, and a couple of the big numbers still need to be figured out.
Yeah.
What that's going to come in as.
Yeah.
What we've been doing in the county side is the board takes this draft under advisement,
mm-hmm,
and knowing that we will schedule a follow-up workshop. And so I'd make a motion that we accept this draft at this stage, knowing that we're going to have a follow-up, at least one follow-up meeting.
There could be two, yeah.
Hopefully not two or three, but just at least one. And I'd make a motion that we accept it as is with the comments.
With the comments?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Anything else on the budget?
No.
Okay. Let's move to new business item two, discuss general issues, set policies, and give direction.
I don't think we have anything, right?
GMT.
Oh, GMT. So I've mentioned GMT, well, clear back from COVID or pre-COVID. That's that ground emergency medical transport, the federal Medicaid dollars that we got through the Idaho legislature and all that. And surprisingly, it has maybe turned a corner where that actually might come to fruition. We met with the state Medicaid. A bunch of us had a webinar with them. And we're going to end up filling out all the data collection and send it off. And it might actually happen. It could be anywhere from $1 to $2 million that comes into the ambulance district, like literally. So we're not going to get our hopes up. We're going to put the line item in. So if it comes in,
right.
But it would take 2 years. It because that state plan amendment was in 2023, because it would be 2023 and 2024. So they're going retroactive, and so they'll break it into two different tranche years. And so we would probably get the first in 2026 budget, and then possibly not the second until 2027. But it just out of the blue all of a sudden picked up, which seems the opposite of the DOGE type stuff, but it literally, they reached out and we're going to fill stuff out. And
it's not reflected in today.
Nope. It's completely a separate deal. And it literally just came to a halt after we got the state plan amendment in, and it just fell flat. It was in the feds' laps and it just kind of fell flat. And all of a sudden out of the blue, in the last 6 months, it took up, and we're going to, it's almost like that urban renewal. We're going to fill everything out that we can.
And right.
Hope. That would be huge. It would, yeah.
Kyle, do you have any opinion about how it would be best to line item that, where we don't have anything like that in this budget?
I mean, once you get a good idea of it, I'm sure just coming up with a proper line of, it'll be state reimbursement through Medicaid, via Medicaid or Medicare. Is that what it'll be?
It'll be Medicaid.
It'll be Medicaid, but yeah. Through the state, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Does it have any strings attached that you're aware of?
No, it literally just, it's a way to make up some of the Medicaid short that states can have, so.
Free money.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It would be great. Like I said, we won't count on it. It's not something you would budget to be able to spend every year, because it literally could come to a halt. But it is something, and it will be large right now because it is one of those getting caught up. And then once you get there, then it'll just be every year. But because we're going backwards retroactive, that payment's bigger than it would normally be. But it would just be one of those, put in your budget, just don't plan on spending it. And other states have had it for years. Idaho finally got it going, and then it just, there's no money came. But
Mr. Chairman, let's say it goes through, it shows up, do you have any idea of how you would appropriate it, how you would spend it?
We definitely add it to the fund balance and then look at, I mean, that's kind of one of those where it could be added to, like what our levy was, to add to that to help us move forward with other projects, or two, just to make sure we have that fund balance minimum that we've not been able to have in the past. So, I can think of needs that we have, even just as simple as keeping that fund balance where it should be. That first, 3 months worth of expenses that, I mean, we just have not been able to do that, and that would help us do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So, meet with Kyle before we meet again and
yep.
Get it in the line items and get the right verbiage with it.
That we can do that. Sounds good.
Any more good news?
I'm glad. That's why I have Dan and Alyssa, because I forget everything. Even the good news.
I know. At least you're equal opportunity forgetter.
Yeah. I am definitely that.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's it.
Anything else?
I don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have anything else?
Good.
Okay. And there's no need for executive session today?
No.
All right. Sounds good. I would make a motion for adjournment then.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.